countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
I'm on a mixed tillage farm just outside Stradbally in County Laois, and as the Irish agri-food sector looks for ways to reduce its carbon footprint, many see the development of the tillage sector as an alternative which should be looked at for many reasons by many farmers. Now, Bobby Miller has run this farm for the past 20 years and is very passionate about what tillage farming has to offer in terms of solution to the climate emergency. So, Bobby, good to see you. Thanks very much for chatting to us. We're standing here in a field of beans.
Yes, a field of beans, a variety called Lynx. It's my second year to grow beans, right off last year with the drought. Beans don't like rain, or don't like sun, they like rain, and this crops are thriving at the minute.
They like the rain. And you know, am I getting a lovely scent out of it, out of the flower?
Yes, they're in full bloom at present. Bees are all over the place in the crop at the minute, so we're doing our bit for the environment in that regard.
So how many different crops have you grown on the farm here?
I've four different crops here myself at present. I've winter barley, winter gluten-free oats, spring malt and barley, and I have the beans.
Oh,
that's
nice,
my crop rotation.
And is tillage or arable farming, is it a profitable business, Bobby?
Yes, not as much as you like any farmer. We want more, but yes, it is profitable, but we believe there could be a lot more done.
Do you keep any cattle here at all?
I have a tendency to keep cattle during the winter time. Absolutely loss-making. I can feel for suckler farmers at the minute and beef farmers at present. I know all about my bank account reflects that this year. I'm lucky enough that I'm able to plough up every acre I have. That's not an option for many suckler farmers. But having said that, some of them should look at ploughing up some of their ground. We have about one quarter of the land base that used to be under tillage at present. So, if that makes sense, we could quadruple the area under tillage.
Because the amount of land that's under crops in this country, it has been diminishing in recent years. Is that land that's been lost to the increase in the dairy herd?
Yes, the tillage and dairy sector both are mainly based in the Midlands, South East and South. Mm. And fortunately or unfortunately, we're in direct line of fire of the dairy sector. All credit to the dairy sector for getting their ducks in a row, for having such a successful industry. The one can of worms they have to deal with now is the environment.
I'm just wondering, you know, what are the consequences for the environment if land has been transferred from growing crops like this into pasture land for feeding cows?
It's illogical to increase in the dairy sector at the expense of the tillage sector for several reasons, and a couple of them will be for traceability of what we're feeding our livestock. We imported over 7 million tonnes of grain last year from all parts of the world. I have to question the husbandry of those crops that's being imported. We farm to a very high standard here from EU level, so there's double standards being applied in my view for tillage farmers here, that we have the our grain gets mixed with imports, so it's illogical in my eyes.
In the background, we can hear the bees busy at work here. This is a paradise for them, Bobby.
Oh, yeah, they're loving it at the minute. They've moved from winter oilseed rape crops into the bean crops now, and they'll be here for the next 6 to 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I'm delighted to see so many bees, and it's a two-way effect. I get the pleasure of working with nature, and they're working for me, so what more could I ask for?
But are you not part of the whole, you know, supply chain? If there's an increase in livestock numbers, the demand for grain increases to feed these cattle. And if there's a decrease in numbers, isn't that bad news for you? Are you not part of it all?
It's not bad news, no. I'd love to see the increase in acreage of tillage.
But is there a market for it?
Yes, we produce a couple of million tonnes of grain here. We're using 8 or 9 million tonnes of grain here, so there's plenty of room for manoeuvre before we even start getting worried about that. And it would make a lot of sense to have to increase our indigenous Irish industry here from a pure marketing point of view for all sectors. Like, if we can have a product there that's from field to plate, the whole way along. That is what consumers want now these days.
But if a percentage of the beef farmers in this country, or indeed some dairy farmers, decide to get out of livestock and go into tillage production and growing crops like you, does that not flood the market, and does that not create a problem for you, you know, in a supply-demand scenario?
I wouldn't be too concerned about that at all, to be honest with you, Damon.
There's enough room for other farmers to come into this business?
Yes, definitely. And I'd encourage people to get into the tillage industry. Sort of go back to where we were 40, 50 years ago, where we did multi-crops on farms and multi-businesses on farms. A farmer growing his own feed for livestock is a no-brainer in my eyes. I wouldn't have any fear in the world about that part of it at all.
But is there still room for beef and dairy production in this country?
I don't know what the solutions for the beef industry is. I really don't. I'd be really concerned for the future of the beef industry in this country. This 100 million that's being bandied about at present is only a stopgap.
But demand for livestock protein, dairy and beef, we're told globally, you know, in Asia and Africa and developing countries, is increasing. So wouldn't Irish farmers be foolish to turn their back on that, especially if they could continue to produce the beef and reduce their carbon footprint? Or are those two things impossible to happen together?
I don't think they're impossible. I think we do need to readjust the TV screen, for want of a better way of putting it. Changes will have to be made, and some of them are quite simple. Keeping margins around ditches and maybe letting the ditches grow for 3 years instead of hedge cutting them every year. And, you know, there's a lot of very simple steps can be taken.
Are there other options for livestock farmers to diversify into growing bioenergy crops, for example?
I do think there is opportunity in the whole energy area that hopefully the government will get right. They have a lot more to do, but
to incentivise farmers
to
do that.
Exactly. But there's other opportunities, and look, oat milk is another thing. Our milling industry has vanished. Most spreads now don't have any Irish flour in them, and you'd have the question where they're getting the flour from as well. You know, we can replace a lot what's been imported here as is, like, you know. So there's no fear that having too much tillage in Ireland. I am disappointed that the tillage sector isn't being promoted enough, and a lot of work needs to be done there. A lot of work needs to be done there.
That was County Laois tillage farmer and chairman of the Irish Grain Growers Association, Bobby Miller, on his farm in Stradbally. And believe me, there were bees at work. You just couldn't actually hear them. There weren't too many of them around. Why? Because of the cold weather. But a beautiful field of beans there, and lots of bees nourishing themselves there as well.